Getting words, quotes, even lines of verse inked under the skin is more common than you'd think. There's even a name for it, literary tattoos. Eva Talmadge told Steve Paulson about the word made flesh.
I think it has to do with the popularity of tattoos creating a broader audience for people who are willing to think about getting a tattoo and will go and get a tattoo. And so, you know, it's not just like bikers and tough guys and sailors getting tattoos now. It's kind of anyone and everyone. So more people get work that represents what's important to them, whether it's a children's book or a favorite song or a favorite writer.
But it seems that there's something special when you put a quote from a book on your body.
Sure. I think part of it's the juxtaposition of something seemingly highbrow and serious as literature and then something as lowbrow and popular as tattoos coming together. And I think a lot of people like to play with that irony and get tattoos about death and life and permanence and seriousness. But I also think, you know, when people get tattooed, I think most of the people who sent their photographs into the book wrote about how important the work was to them, how much the writer meant to them, you know, how much they loved the poem. And I think there's just a tendency for anyone who gets a tattoo to get something that means something and is, you know, more serious than a whim.
One thing that's interesting about this is, you know, typically a reading experience is, you know, you finish the book and then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about a tattoo is it's never finished. It's there forever.
Yeah, you're stuck with it.
Do you have a literary tattoo yourself?
I do. As part of my promotion for the book, I promised in the book proposal to get a literary tattoo of my own, film it, and make a book trailer to promote the project. So I did. So I have a couple of rectangles by the Russian poet Daniel Karms on my forearm, one of many tattoos. But I kind of did that to join the club and say, hey, you know, I'm not just a big fan. I'm not just the hair club president. You know, I'm also a member.
So why this particular image, rectangles?
Oh, I think partly I wasn't seeing anything geometric, and so much of the book is lines of prose and lines of a verse in different fonts, and I wanted to get something a little different than from what was already in the book. And I just like the cleanness of the image. In the poem by Karms, they represent a window and a doorway. Yeah, I just like the simplicity and the idea that just a few small lines can represent a big opening.
There are also some amazingly elaborate tattoos. For instance, there's a woman from Boston who loves Kafka.
Yes.
And her whole arm is covered with images and words from Kafka's stories. Can you describe what that looks like?
Oh, yeah. So she's got, on the inside of her bicep, she's got a portrait of Kafka himself. And then surrounding that, she's got beetles and bugs and a cockroach. And then she has a quotation from Kafka, "The meaning of life is that it stops," which she says reminds her that every day she is not immortal and that she must leave her own mark where she can. And she's also got some names and some roses, and at the very top, an open book crowning her shoulder. And it goes all the way down to her wrist with different visual images associated with Kafka.
That must have hurt, getting that.
Yeah, inside of the arm hurts, for sure, and everywhere else.
Yeah. And then there's someone else who has William Gibson's cyberpunk novel, Neuromancer, three
mm-hmm.
pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just three pages in a row, but sort of scattered quotations, kind of all jumbled up.
Right. I think he said when he went to the tattoo shop, he ripped up the pages and then had the artist kind of lay them out and do this scrambled text from Neuromancer. That's also a unique one. We have a couple of poems where two people took lines from different poems. I think one was Sharon Olds, and then reassembled the lines into an image. And you can see all the letters and all the words there, but then the poet has sort of been scrambled to make something else.
Which is interesting. I mean, basically, these people are creating a new work of art out of something else.
Right, they're making it theirs.
And then there are also some well-known writers you have who have their own tattoos, Rick Moody and Jonathan Lethem.
Oh, right. So Rick Moody has a tattoo that's part of the Shelley Jackson Skin Project, where this writer, Shelley Jackson, is publishing a short story one word at a time, one tattoo at a time, publishing a different word on each person's body. And so Rick Moody is one of the many people who has a single word. I think he has here.
Here, yeah, that's what I saw. And Wait, so explain this project. There are, what, hundreds of people who each has a single word?
The only place she's published this story is on skin, where each person has signed up and said, I want to be a part of this. They give their name, and then she sends them a word, and then they get that word tattooed on themselves and send her a photograph confirming it, and then she goes on to the next person. So one by one, the story is coming out.
It's kind of like the most exclusive literary club out there.
Yeah, and I'm not sure how you get on the list. I'm not sure how Rick Moody managed to do it.
Do you think there's something more intense about having a literary tattoo than, I don't know, the more traditional you know, Asian dragon or something like that.
Right. Having a word tattooed on yourself is more intense because someone can walk up to you and kind of touch your arm uninvited and look at your tattoo and be like, oh, you know, it's a dragon or it's a naked lady. That's cool. But with a word, they want to read it and ask what it means. And it makes the tattoo a little more open. It's obviously much more open to interpretation. And so in that sense, it is more intense. And it's also, you know, a bigger invitation to start a conversation like, oh, wow, that's a nice poem you have on your arm. You know, why do you like that poet?
I have to say that the most amazing tattoo that I saw in your book was this this essay by Theodore Adorno, which is, I mean, it's not just a few words. We're talking an entire essay all across one guy's back. I guess he lives in Brooklyn, but it's in German, and it's the essay for Marcel Proust. And and then he has a really interesting comment. He says, I'm always shocked at how few people make themselves into a lifelong monument to their favorite prose or verse. It's sort of like, what's wrong with you if you don't get a tattoo?
Yeah, you know, why not? I mean, you know, if you're going to get something tattooed, it might as well be something you love and something literary and something you can share with people. But we also have, on the page after his, we have a young woman who finished a PhD in English and got a Proust tattoo to commemorate that. But instead of an entire essay by Adorno on Proust, she chose simply to get a Madeleine to represent her study of Proust. So, you know, you can go either way, big or small.